Now, you know, back about a year and a half ago when you were on with me in January, you were talking about you were very close to finding the holy grail of alternative energy.
Well, we saw it demonstrated, that's for sure.
What happened to it? Where's the machine?
Well, first the guy, it's interesting, some corporate and legal people intercepted this guy two days before. We had a private jet fired up to go and retrieve him and the technology, which was offshore, and bring it back here. And they threatened to put him in jail and had all kinds of things if he didn't stop cooperating with us to get it out. It was the most mobbed up mess you've ever seen. I mean, you could write a whole book about it, but it's almost an archetype of the kind of crazy mess that has surrounded this whole new energy issue. I mean, anyone who's worked in this for any length of time, and you know my dear friend Gene Maloff.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that. A murder that still has gone unsolved, I think.
Yes, sir. And, well, I'm almost reluctant to share this, you know, because I'm not sure.
You might as well. You've shared everything else.
Well, no, I haven't. Man, I haven't touched 10% of what I could tell you. We'd be here all night. Look, a man who has one of these devices very similar to the one that we saw offshore and that we're still working to get this inventor back to the United States to get it completed, working with us, had given the plans and had all the materials for it, and they were in Gene Maloff's vehicle when he was murdered, and when they secured the crime scene, those things were gone.
They're gone.
Now, I'm now working with this man. We're encouraging him to get these in multiple secure sites. Gene did not have the security around what he was doing that we have, and which I don't talk about in a lot of detail, except to say it's extensive and it's an insider type level of security. But it worried me when this man sent us this letter saying that had happened, and of course his plans and what he's working on is very robust, in my opinion. We're hoping in the next 60 days that one will be completed and we'll be able to evaluate it. And there's a very exciting new development on the West Coast with a man who used to work in the Apollo project, not with my uncle, but knew of him, who had developed a means of collecting magnetic field sort of resonance. It's a type of over-unity process. And they already have a prototype built putting over 100 kilowatts of free energy out. And this is a very significant development. We hope in the next 30 days to do a site inspection and to assist in moving quickly this technology out, because this is the type of technology that could completely replace the power grid and eventually could be miniaturized for providing power for vehicles.
I got to tell you, Stan, there would be such a difference if we could just get away from relying on foreign oil.
Yes, if we could just save that much, we would be we could say, you know, look, you guys, the sheiks over in the Middle East, you can have your oil.
Yep, just take it. Goodbye. You know, enjoy yourself and be done with it.
You bet. I think that this is, and everyone recognizes that this is a critical issue. You know, we're expanding. The CIA and some other operatives have been expanding our reach into Azerbaijan and some of the former Soviet republics, securing oil fields. They're working heavily to try to have a rapprochement with Libya, mainly because they need to get more of that oil off out to the market. And since we've sort of had that rapprochement, there's a thrust of big U.S. oil companies into Libya. Everyone knows this is a problem, and it's a crisis that is more severe than anyone is really acknowledging, because they don't want people to be, quote, afraid. But, you know, even the Saudi government this week said that the U.S. has been greatly exaggerating the extent to of the Saudi oil reserves, and it is significantly less than we have been told. So this is something that, you know, we got 6 billion people on this planet who want to live like you and I do. You know, Dr. Bearden, who's a dear friend of mine, and I've talked about this. He says, you know, everyone wants to have cars and refrigerators.
And that's the problem. They're starting to catch up to where we were, let's say, 20, 30 years ago, and they're beginning to use resources that we never thought they'd be using, and now everybody on this planet is using it.
You know, I met with a man in Washington who is working. His business partner is the wealthiest man in China, and they are building 1,500 new villages. They are trying to figure out how to power them up without absolutely gobbling up all the commodities and calls in a crisis. And so we had a long talk. He says, you know, as soon as you can identify something like this that is legitimate, he says, we need to know about it because this is a desperate situation that is not just U.S., but it's a worldwide problem.